You know, I'm exhausted. Just so, so tired. I think I've been through more today than, well, ever in my whole life, and I've had multiple little ones on my hip at a time, don't you know? It started when we woke up in a house that was mostly stable, but high up in a tree, in a magic forest, and then we somehow managed to talk our way past a magical Earth Don Piper fey creature guy, then evaded a terribly scary-looking periton who attacked a winter wolf. That very easily could have been us, you know. Then we slipped past some sirens and befriended a wind Don Piper fey guy who then had one of the sirens help us with the water Don Piper guy, who is apparently racist and just not a nice person all the way around, so we could get the portal shut down just long enough for us to get to Baba Yaga's hut before they take it to the old world or the first world or something like that. That all seemed to work out okay, though I admit I was feeling really tense the whole time about, well, the whole thing. And when we managed to make it to Baba Yaga's hut, it was surrounded by a fence of bones and was chained with an iron shackle to the ground. But then a big woolly rhino, a spiky ice guy, and Najena Vasilani, I can never say her name right, but she also showed up. And well, Lisa magically zoomed over to the hut and Najena put a wall of ice between us while she was fighting Lisa. It's a good thing Valdine made it through the wall, and that I had Bulka to help me out fighting the winter creatures. And then the craziest thing I've ever seen happened. The hut stood right up, killed Najena with a fireball or something like that, and then walked right over to me and Bulka and stood over top of us. I mean, I could never even imagine such a thing. Lisa made us a doggo friend to go with her owl friend. And then we went in the hut where a disgusting creature made of all different kinds of bones and flesh of other creatures attacked us. He shot fire at Bulka and Valdine and put me in a bone cage. But Lisa put the keys in the big pot and stirred it just in time to take us, well, gosh, I don't even know where, but saving us from that creature anyway. We met a Kikimora, who is Baba Yaga's housekeeper, it seems, and then we started to explore the hut with a never-ending hallway. This hut is the most curious place. Rooms where small forests grow, talking animals, giving clues. We met a talking crow named Muck, who gave us a riddle about tusks, and we heard loud grunting, and the owl said it was a large boar, so, you know, I tried to be all sneaky and poison the boar, you know, but this boar, let me tell you, I have never seen an actual evil animal before this, and this was the biggest, most evil boar I think that could ever exist. It nearly killed me. I'm just so glad I left Ghost behind. I don't know what I would do if I lost her. There's just so much that's happened, and in just one day. You know, I don't know how long I can keep going. I'm just so, so tired, and there seems to be no end to this. I don't even know what time it is. Come to think of it, I don't even know what day it is. I'm just exhausted. I really hope whatever Lisa's reading on that brooch is good news.
God, no.
And oh, yeah. What news it shall be. Fuck.
Wow.
24 hours. God.
Honestly, it's been a short day in terms of time, probably, but right, a very long day in terms of impact. It's a full day. Meanwhile, I just had the weirdest theory.
What's that?
Ooh.
Baba Yaga is a Time Lord. Whose TARDIS is themed to look like a chicken hut instead of blending in. The control room just looks like a cauldron. I'm just saying, it's clearly
very
the
TARDIS-y.
Most witchy Time Lord of all time. Yep. We're traveling through time and relative dimensions in space. So,
is that what you guys are going to name the chicken hut, TARDIS?
Ooh, we can name it?
I would never dare name it.
I know, right? I'm like, it might already have a name.
My own hut, sure. But
I'll name it. I don't mind.
Zorka's the companion.
Oh, no, Zorka. I feel like I got off on the wrong foot with maybe.
What if the hut is a wizard and Zorka's like the familiar?
Ooh. There you go.
All the spells are stored inside Zorka, but she can't actually cast them herself.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
But she's an amalgamation of like every different animal.
And then Zorka can have a familiar. It's like a Russian doll, like a nesting thing. Or just,
next time on Pathfinder Theory.
That familiar's got a familiar.
When last we left off, Vasilisa, you correctly deciphered the rune on this amulet.
Let's not give Vasilisa too much credit here. She has zero linguistic skill, and she used a scroll of comprehend language.
You successfully navigated my you need to use comprehend
she has
languages
comprehended
trap.
It.
yeah.
And
you fell for it.
And Vasilisa is looking at this, and she says, I don't want to be a downer, but it appears this amulet says dragon on it. You know, like the kind that we fought, but could be any age or variety, but dragon.
Oh, dear.
Welp. I'm gonna head out. Polka slaps both of his thighs.
Yep. Yeah, guys, it's been fun. Hold on, Polka, I'll go with you.
No, I would have expected something along those lines. I expected something horrible. Yes, that tracks, I suppose.
I admit I was sort of hoping we would get at least one of the keys we need from the whole do the riddle, kill the giant boar, tear its tusks off thing, but a clue that says dragon. Do you think maybe it's an abstract dragon? Like, or a statue?
The dragon was inside us all along, yes.
Or just the feeling of...
I mean, you guys killed a dragon before already.
Let's be clear, we killed a juvenile teenage dragon, really.
But what does the amulet say? What age is it?
We don't know. You know what? Maybe
another
even
baby.
If it is a dragon infant.
Yeah. You could do
I
it.
Don't...
I believe in you.
I feel justified all over again in insisting we take a very long sleep
first.
Oh,
that sounds nice. But, like, the last dragon you guys came across, you, like, kicked its ass. It was really impressive.
Prudent.
That
we were very
feels
prudent.
Very... You know, we research good enough first.
A lot of planning went into that.
Zorka?
What?
If we were to rest in here, would we be safe? Is there a chance anything could come out of those other rooms? And
I mean, there's a bone golem somewhere around, but...
Sure, but could he get in here?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we don't know where it is.
No, I think...
Pretty sure it's in that room with the weird projection thing and throne. It looked like. Was there a big chair
or
in
the five
there?
Rooms? Five thrones? There were like five steel
or
metal.
Right, but we don't know what has become of that room. It could be something completely different.
Oh.
Is that a thing?
That's not a thing in every single configuration of the hut.
Yeah, I think we should
The more
rest.
I learn about this hut, the less I know about this hut.
Just live there. Just live in that forever. And you're right there with me. So, congratulations!
The more you know.
Okay. If it makes you all feel better, I can stand in the hallway and keep an eye out for it.
Oh, nice. Then we don't have to keep guard. We can all sleep.
Well, Dean, we are keeping watch. And taking turns sleeping. But I would appreciate if Zorka helped.
I think that's a good idea.
As long as Zorka is not alone. On a watch. No one should be alone on a watch, but also Zorka should not be alone. Oh!
I'm still feeling
pretty
good.
We could call that watch House Spirit if we name each watch thematically.
Do you do that?
We could be a thing if we start.
Instead of naming the hut.
Which we are not
What do you
doing.
Mean, naming the hut?
Oh, no nothing. One is doing
Does
that.
Does the hut have a name already?
Yes. Yeah. It is the hut of Baba Yaga.
Okay.
Okay. Well, does anyone have a bedroll I could borrow? Because mine is, I'm pretty sure, is a statue right now.
Yeah. Of course. I'll fetch some blankets and a pillow.
Oh, thank you.
Can I roll a detect sarcasm?
Yeah.
just a six.
Zorka climbs back into the brickwork next to the stove, and she comes back out with like a pile of blankets and a couple pillows.
Nice.
Thank you. That is very convenient storage solutions.
You better not slobber on these. These are mine.
Oh.
But you may borrow them.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We are not the slobberers, no. Really, anyway. Not much.
Look,
maybe Ghost.
Snowdrop and Ghost don't need it. And they're the ones that probably would slobber.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Well, you all sleep.
Okay.
And have a good rest.
Yes.
And I'll be in the hallway.
I have a very strange question.
Yes.
Are you yourself any kind of a witch?
No.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay.
Okay.
And Zorka leaves the room.
Through the fireplace?
No, through the door.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Hallway guard.
Shall we say?
Yeah.
Hatch and Zorka first watch.
I mean, we were just gonna... We've only been up for, like, what, 4 hours?
You know what? You make a good point. You haven't had a very exciting time.
That's what I'm saying.
So you could probably be awake for 8 hours, save us a little time.
Uh-huh.
But any slight movement, even if it's just Zorka's not being nice to you, wake someone up.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Wake Vasilisa up.
Okay.
Fair enough,
Mark. Wake Najena up.
Yes, I would like to be awake.
Okay.
But also... Maybe Vrix could help watch if he also... But he said he was tired. Vrix, are you tired?
What? And Vrix comes out of his little dollhouse, like
you
in
know,
a bathrobe.
You know, go back to sleep. I apologize. Okay. Well, it's been a morning. I don't know about all of you, but sleeping in that treehouse, not great sleep either. So maybe this will be weirdly, even though incredibly terrifying, more comfortable.
Okay, good day.
For tomorrow.
I said good day.
Hatch, this place is having like a shining effect on Hatch. He's kind of gone around the bend.
Hatch leaves too. It's just you guys now. Congratulations.
I do not know what we are going to face tomorrow. I mean, really, what we've seen so far gives us no indication, except for the one word that you have. If it's okay with everyone tomorrow, I would like to, again... do you remember when we were going to the Pale Tower and we all... connected each other through our life forces. I feel like tomorrow might be a smart time to do that again. Only if you are willing, though. I would have to take one drop of blood from each of you to do it, but it would connect us in a way that would keep us alive.
I'm demonstrably okay with blood magic and would prefer to stay alive, so I am on board for this plan.
Good. And this is only one drop. It's not like, you know...
Oh, yeah, not like ounces, this. Yes. And Vasilisa shakes her pint of Najena's blood. Less
did you do
than
this
that.
You're saying you did this before? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember any kind of blood.
No, it was... I had a needle, and I went around while you all slept.
Wait, say what now?
Yeah, Booka was telling me about it, and I thought it'd just be a good idea to have some on stock. But we blew through that last time, so...
So you had a very small stock of her blood.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you not stab me with a needle while I sleep ever again? Please?
Well.
It's a thing I've got.
Yeah.
It's one of my weird things.
Sure.
Unless it's to wake me up because of danger.
Right.
In which case, there are better ways,
right.
Really.
Never stab you with a needle if it's to help you.
What?
Only to alert you if something is bad.
I
got it.
Don't know if I appreciate how your brain works, but I'm also very drained.
I'm trying. I'll try harder. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Maybe I just need food. Vasilisa just rummages for the Horn of Plenty, tips it over,
gets in the bag of
grabs
nice.
An apple or something.
A snack, that'll help.
Yeah.
Boca, what is this? Magic of blood thing you're casting on us.
So it's same like when we were at Pearl Tower, where if we are all connected by life force, and if one of us happens to actually get so injured they go unconscious, they draw power from each of us to stay up.
I remember this.
Which we did not need. I cast it on us, but
has
we did not
been
end up
very meeting. Busy couple days and is deep magical knowledge, so understand if you don't remember. I also would like to ask, would you like me to do the thing to your gunpowder and your gun again tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay. I shall mentally plan on that.
But if anyone is not okay at all, then it's okay too. We can do without. We can omit people and still do the spell.
It's
okay.
I think it's fine. I understand. Yeah, it's fine.
Marge, what about you?
Sure, yeah.
If anything, I could help keep somebody else alive.
You are, honestly, you are one of the people I want to make sure would be protected by this.
Especially after this last fight, I suppose, you
yes,
know.
Yes, we all, I think, agree. We're a little scared.
Yeah, that was, honestly, I saw very little of it, but sounded terrifying.
Yeah, you doing okay?
Oh, I'm just tired. As far as, you know, my health, that's fine. Bulka healed me up and with my wand and everything.
But there is a deeper cost. There is a deeper, you know,
yeah, that's what I
exhaustion.
Was, that's
it's
what I was
kind
thinking
of there. Been, I think, the longest, most terrible month of my life. And I had quite a terrible childhood, so that's saying a lot. I assume you guys also, similarly, this has been spectacularly notably terrible month.
Yeah.
Probably worse since I've been to Waldsby, but on par with about what life was like before Waldsby.
Life in Erisyn as child, bad time,
I think,
right?
Overall, yes. Not good child care services.
Yeah.
No infrastructure.
Pretty terrible, yeah.
So Marge will pull two blankets out of Ghost's pack and then just kind of
drool on them.
Well, they're her own blankets. She can do whatever she wants with them. She'll kind of curl up in a corner with Ghost, and she'll just kind of sit up, and she will actually take her armor off.
Vasilisa is going to claim the spot closest to the fire because she doesn't like to be cold. And she's gonna make a little nest.
Nice, nice. Valdine, Bulka.
I like where I'm at in the corner.
Everyone's just
sit down.
Finding corners.
Yeah.
Sit down, fold my legs, and kind of maybe read a little or write a little before my eyes get heavy.
Nice.
If anyone is like staying up a little longer just because it might be hard to fall asleep because it's been such a short day,
mm-hmm.
Vasilisa might actually take the time to try to add a spell that she's been carrying the scroll around to her familiar.
Nice.
Because she's technically leveled up. She just hasn't rested to be able to or study or learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, she can now cast level 4 spells.
Hell yeah.
Which means she can try to add this spell.
Okay.
Also, Vasilisa might hold up everyone in the morning by sleeping in because she's going to be like, this can't take that long, and it will be the longest it has ever taken. So 4 hours.
Gotcha.
But she's used to it being like 1 hour. I don't think she's like connected. Yeah. This is the most powerful spell. It will take 4 times as long as you're used to.
Gotcha.
So she's going to pull this scroll out, and our rest time will accidentally need to be 12 hours instead of 8 for her.
Oh, damn.
Marge might just sleep
that.
12 hours instead of 8.
Yeah, I could see that.
So she's studying a scroll of threefold aspect that was found in the Pale Tower.
It's a good spell.
It's been a while.
It was like yesterday, wasn't it?
It was like a week ago. It's only like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was about two and a half weeks ago.
She's sat on this scroll for at least 2 weeks, and she is now ready to study it. She feels prepared, like she could handle it. It takes her 4 hours, and then she sets the scroll on fire as part of this ritual and attempts her spellcraft check to see if she successfully adds it to her deck of cards. I'm rolling a die given to me by Christina, my friend, because it was her birthday yesterday, and I'm hoping I get birthday luck.
Birthday luck!
Yeah.
Okay, oh god, I got scared, because it looked like a 2, but then it's an 8. It was just glare.
An 8's enough.
And 8 is enough, because 8 plus 15 is higher than 19. So, she successfully adds threefold aspect
nice.
To her familiar. So after Vasilisa successfully adds this spell, she's going to look around. Probably everyone else is asleep and no one's come in to yell about how we're under attack by a bone golem. So she's going to like...
Nobody stabbed you.
Give a deep sigh and probably still struggle to fall asleep because of the paranoia thing. And she's in Baba Yaga's house next to her fireplace and her magical cauldron, and it's just unsettling. But she will probably eventually fall asleep, staring at the fire.
And then we'll sleep extra long.
Yeah.
Cool. Congratulations. You guys are now awake.
But what about our perception checks to be ambushed?
Oh, you're right. Everyone better roll that.
7.
I feel like I'm still sleeping.
20.
Hard.
So minus 20 on yours.
But I did get a nat 20. So a total of like 3 once you subtract.
20
so.
For Valdine.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, 20 for Marge too.
Yeah. How many times did we get attacked?
7. 7 times in 7 different realms of reality. But this
All
is
right,
the 8th reality,
I quit.
And no one gets attacked. You guys are fine.
Everything's okay.
Can you imagine Marge's attitude, like, if we did get ambushed in the night? Just like, oh, Jesus, come on.
She's like, you no, wake I'm up done. And there's a troll just, like, holding your armor.
Playing with it like a little doll.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
No, everything's good. You guys wake up. It's 12 hours later.
Nice.
Has it been long enough that we can call it a day and prepare spells
yes.
right away when we wake up?
Sure.
Sweet.
I do that.
I adjust all of my spells. I feel very heavy.
Nice. Marge, did you get your spells?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh,
good. Yeah.
All my wands are in good order.
Nice. Nice.
I wanted to go with some, like, kind of sweet RP-type spells, like maybe. But then I realized, you know what? We're probably going to see a dragon soon, so maybe yeah. I should go...
Do all the real spells?
Do some real spells. So, yeah, I'm geared up for something bad happening.
I'll do a dump of the cornucopia.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Marge,
nice.
Just to kind of, like...
I have a couple questions for Vasilisa.
Oh, okay. She's busy.
Are you going to drink some blood?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to do a card reading?
I don't know yet because Vasilisa definitely wants to, but
we haven't had a book Elizabeth 3 doesn't want to? Card
Her
reading.
Her harrowing has run out spell-wise.
The harrowing's run out. You guys have just completed another phase in your gesh.
I don't know if I want to be harrowed. Your harrowings are scary.
She's done a reading for the group at the beginning of each book.
That's more like
true.
FHI, so, like
but
for her information.
We've had individual readings. That's different.
Right.
I don't know that Marge would do an individual reading again either because...
She does not need to actually like curse or affect any of us with it. It's just for her information to like see what she... is her skill that she wants to apply.
If I wanted to curse you, I would just literally curse you. Let's be fair.
No, like you did with the fortune the other day. It was very good. I was very appreciative. Yeah,
I can hex fortune, you know.
Oh, hex. I get I like hex yes. and curse. I get confused. I don't know why.
What the hex?
It's because you're from Irisin. It's fair.
Often is one and the same.
Indeed, indeed. I will consult the cards for myself, no matter what. But if you are open to it, I would like to do a reading for the group as well.
Yeah, sure.
Just because this is kind of a very new situation. Last time we were like, oh, let's get the White Throne. Let's help Baba Yaga. Now we're like, where even are we? Let's still help Baba Yaga.
I'm looking at Marge. Like, Bulk is looking over at Marge, like, is she reacting?
No, I think Marge would be fine with it. I think she's just kind of sitting there with Ghost.
You're just, like, petting Ghost, just staring kind off of into the middle distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I see that.
It's been a hell of a month.
It really, really has.
Valdine may check on you in a little bit. He might, like, want to do a perception check.
Because Marge has almost died a few times just in the last week.
That last hit was pretty bad.
Yeah,
yeah. It was. Yeah, it was.
I've seen soldiers not recover from that. Almost dying.
And you look over at Marge and she's there mm-hmm. with her armor again, just kind of leaning against Ghost, staring into the middle distance. Oof.
Yep. I'm worried.
Honestly, even just having to wake up and actually put armor on every day is a yep. burden that's mm-hmm. probably not pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think before card reading stuff comes up, she's going to prepare her spells for the day. And when she goes to cast Stabilize Powder on Valdine's gun, she'll say, oh, wait, you made this. You can do things with metal.
Yeah, some
if things. If I give you a bunch of silver coins, could you turn them into a silver crescent for me?
Like a half, the half moon shape kind
of? Yes. Like, or, you know, should be crescent, able to. Something, waxing, fawning.
It's not a half moon.
But if you could do that, that crescent would be moon. Great. I need it for my spells.
All right.
A new spell.
Sure, I could give it a try. Give me the coins you got and see what I can do.
And Vasilisa pulls 50 silver coins.
Damn.
Out, because that's how many you need to be 5 gold pieces worth of silver.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
So I give you a whole bunch of silver.
I do that.
Yeah, roll a craft alchemy, please.
I was just going to take 10.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah, just do it that way?
Do 10. That's
that
fine.
Cool? Okay. That'd be 14.
Yeah, that's
I
enough.
Think that should be fine.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. You successfully craft a 1-pound silver crescent.
Man, that card just keeps following us everywhere.
I'm just drawing my harrowed card for the day. I didn't mean for it to be the betrayal.
God. That's today's word.
Okay, okay. Rix gets
good to
a
know.
Knife today. Gotcha.
Anywho, pay that no mind. It means I get a bonus to charisma today for one thing.
Nice.
The betrayal is that Valdin didn't make you a crescent moon. He actually made you a tiny little croissant roll.
Silver croissant. Silver croissant.
The betrayal.
I'm like, oh no, does this count as a crescent? I bend it slightly so it's a crescent roll instead. Okay, I'll bet better. Right. Anyway.
Love it.
So I have my crescent. I might drink blood too before I do the card reading. Vasilisa's just like, everyone, if you just want to do your own thing,
breakfast
I need
of
to
champions.
Prepare my spells. I need to get the crescents. I need to feels. Drink blood.
The croissant.
You don't dip
the croissant in the blood? Yes.
But
so we could sop it up, as they say. Sop it up.
Oh, gross. That's a just gross.
Yeah, exactly. I
just shivered. Yeah. Oh.
It was a full body shiver.
Yep.
Odd question.
Yes.
Stop. I have no idea what spells to prepare because I don't know what kind of dragon we're going to face.
Or if it's
but
even
going
to be a dragon. That just
might
be part
land,
of a clue.
But yeah, is it worth bringing like diagnose and remove disease as spells?
Well,
I'm
taking resist energy because you can apply it as you cast it. You can choose the type of energy. So
That's smart.
I'm stabilizing powder. Curses are always fun.
Why don't you bring all of your stuff that kills things? Damage.
I might hold off on doing the actual harrowing spell because I want to save my level 3 spell slots for bestowing curses, dispelling magic, and doing Storm Step.
Storm Step was pretty baller.
Or do I do perfect placement? Like, am I thinking, the last time I fought a dragon, this spell might have helped. I don't know, it went so fast.
They die so easily. Stupid dragons.
All right, but I will bring my secret spell no one knows about yet, and...
I mean, you don't know when the dragon's coming.
That's true, it might not even be today that we find it.
And you guys know that there are... 3 doors in this big long hallway. You guys have only gone through one of them, and that one had a clue.
So the others might all have clues, and we might need to get all the clues before we.
Yep.
It's all coming together, but anyway, I'm picking a thing.
You know, the clues are going to be ride the dragon.
Yeah,
that's going to be the clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To
go somewhere else. That it all makes sense now.
Right. Does that mean try heroin?
I've cast stabilized powder.
That's what Marge needs.
Marge needs heroin?
Marge is heroin.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm casting.
She is the heroin.
She's
okay. The heroin. Oh, took me a second.
This is Najena Vasilyovna's blood. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a gulpity gulp, and I'm giving it a go.
Great.
In my intro, I actually know how to say her name correctly now. In my intro, I had to misspell it purposefully, so Marge keeps saying it wrong.
I loved that part of your intro, by the way.
Yeah, that was great.
Valdin keeps saying names wrong too. He relates
fine.
To
it's
how
great.
You feel. Yeah,
normalize it.
It's like, this is not my first language, guys.
Normalize learning curves.
Fair.
I need to know what spells are available so that I can select a spell available to Najena Vasilyovna as the spell I would like to know due to blood transcription.
Cool. Cantrips, she has Bleed, Detect Magic, Ray of Frost, and Touch of Fatigue. First level, Chill Touch, Frostbite, Mage Armor, Snowball, and Unshakable Chill. Second level, False Life, Glitter Dust, Spectral Hand, and Touch of Idiocy. Third level is Ice Storm, Sleet Storm, and Vampiric Touch. And fourth level is Wall of Ice and Summon Monster 4.
Vasilisa shudders internally at the thought of all those frosty spells that she's convinced she's incapable of casting. And I'm going to celebrate being able to have fourth level spells and get Summon Monster 4.
Nice.
Damn.
I gain the knowledge of the spell for 24 hours. During that time, I can write it down. I can try to teach it to my familiar, but I have to use the normal rules for copying a spell from another source. And it takes the same amount of time, actually. Fine. Okay. So if I choose the fourth level spell, it'll take 4 hours.
Another 4 hours.
You know what? I'm making everyone wait on me anyway. I'm just going to be like, don't worry. Drinking blood will be fast.
Nice.
4 hours later. Mm.
So you guys are having just a really nice rest.
I make some
very
coffee.
Long rest. Yeah.
I make coffee well.
This is going to be
22.
Cool.
And I think it's DC 19, same as before for level 4. So I successfully add it.
16 hours later.
Oh my God. Vasilisa would apologize, but she probably doesn't because she thinks that this is important. She will mark down that you each had a cup of coffee and get rid of 4 doses off of our list. She assumes common. All right. I have stabilized powder. I have blood transcribed. I have added the scroll. I think those are all of the ridiculous things that Vasilisa was going to do. Again, I am sorry that took so goddamn long. So anyway, would you be willing to do a card reading with me to see, will we successfully find all of the keys? And, you know, the goal, I think, is finding all of the keys and getting to Baba Yaga.
His book's eyes are darting around the room looking at everybody else.
I'm going to do the reading whether or not you want to participate, but do you want to be involved is the question.
Is there a cricket chirping somewhere in the room? Just chirp,
chirp, chirp. I will assign a roll card for you if you don't want to draw it. It's just more meaningful if you do it. I'm just saying.
Like the player's expressions probably match the character's expressions right now too. We're all just kind of like,
okay.
I feel coerced.
I don't want to know my future.
Technically, this is the start of a fresh week.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 2 abilities to do a Haro consult with an effect as augury.
Ooh.
I don't know if that. I might as well use one this time. Why not? But I'm going to do a reading, and Vasilisa is thinking really hard about clues, keys, the next keys to do the cauldron to get to the next place.
And you're wanting us to each pick our own card?
Yes, if you're willing to participate. I would love for each of you to choose your role card.
But this will not come with, like, penalty or any sort of...
No, I mean, only just what the cards mean. No extra magical benefits or negatives. Just divination.
Well, no, then absolutely it will help you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, first off, I believe because of what we are thinking about here, keys to go into the cauldron, the suit of keys just feels right. So I'm going to choose the suit of keys from which our roles will come.
That does make sense.
Does that make sense for everyone?
Sure.
Marge likes learning about magic, but is this tickling that itch, or is you're just not interested? She's like, this isn't my kind of magic.
Yeah, this is a different kind of magic than like
divination,
the wands.
Divination is a little different than evocation or things, yes.
Marge still has zero idea how all of that works. She's getting the hang of, like, just regular magic and wands and how all that comes together, but, like, the card kind of stuff, and yeah.
It's more the trade-off, the good and the bad.
She's like,
no.
All right. Let us select our roles. If you will each choose a card.
Oh, I must physically touch these beautiful things. Yes. Oh, no, she is forcing me. I can tell she's trying to get me to take that one, but instead I will take this one.
Go with your gut instinct.
Go ahead there, Marge.
All right.
Now shuffle back into deck.
If you would... share your roles. I will happily go first. I have selected the cricket, which is a very familiar card. Our first reading we ever did together, the cricket did come up. So
it's about travel, which we are
all about travel towards a hopeful treasure or goal to be achieved.
Oh, mine was one of the first ones we pulled out too, which was the crows.
Oh, you have drawn. Oh, no. We all remember when Norm threw this card.
Apparently, I'm going to learn how to dance.
Oh, you are now the dance.
The only one learning is the gunslinger.
Which Marge remembers from the first reading.
Yeah.
Was her role. So, the power of the universe, the natural order of things, the loss of a loved one, and travel. This is all very familiar. I am curious, Bulk, of what you
the
have
final
drawn.
Final piece of the puzzle. Oh, it's beautiful. The peacock. Wait, is a dragon. The card image is not a peacock. That is a dragon.
It is neither a dragon nor a peacock. It's a cockatrice.
Yes, cockatrice.
Duh.
Well, it is very dragon-looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to me because these are all the same roll cards we had to start, except instead of the rabbit prince, which Valdine had originally, we have the peacock now. Very fitting because Bulka is very beautiful.
And
it's a beautiful figure. Astonishingly beautiful.
Well, you know.
You know, as you can be astonishingly charming. I'm sure you're aware.
Only when the situation...
But you can only retain this beauty if you freeze it, as the cockatrice freezes statues.
Well, I do not know how to
do
that.
Turns people into statues. The time must stop to preserve the beauty.
I have prepared the whole person
today. Oh, yeah,
today.
No one stays beautiful
the
into their old
represents
age.
It doesn't last, yeah.
Staying in a spot of beautiful.
Like Rob Lowe.
But is often wiser to accept passage of time and to dance out of the way of the cockatrice so as not to be frozen. It could mean a sudden change. Or it could mean that Bulka is just representing a very stable and beautiful influence.
That sounds
here.
Like me, like something I would do.
But it kind of opposites, you know, the dance and the peacock. So interesting to find together.
Maybe I will be stable and you will dance around me.
Perhaps.
I'll dance around you, that sounds fine.
Hopefully there is a balance in there for us to find. Don't worry too much, Marge, about your roll card, okay? We'll see what the cards say.
Yeah.
When she says don't worry, that's when I start to worry.
I'm aware of past experience. Unpleasant associations because... But...
Well, meaning of the card is unpleasant. Yes,
it can be. But again, maybe Marge will just be very good at violently parting other things from their loved ones, like killing a dragon, maybe. Who knows?
Do dragons actually love?
The emotional life of dragons is not something I've dwelled much upon, but I believe so.
Have you seen Shrek 2?
No.
Donkey.
I don't do donkey.
All right.
Oh, no.
I shall lay out our spread here.
Okay.
I shall lay out our spread.
Valdine's like, enough laying out the spread. Let's spray out some lead.
Man, I wish I'd thought of that line.
That's really good.
First, as always, we start with the past. We have the foreign trader. which we were pretending to be recently.
Oh, yeah. Foreign trader.
That was in the past.
The sickness and the winged serpent. The cards speaking most strongly are the winged serpent and the sickness. The winged serpent is misaligned, so means opposite of what it would usually mean, most likely. I believe the foreign trader could be referring to our successful past ability to peddle in knowledge. In a way, it could very literally speak to how we have successfully invite thrown, pretended to be foreign traders of the merchant, not betrayal variety. It could also be how we have successfully navigated using the first keys and clues we have been given. The sickness is balancing the spread here in our past. It represents a force outside of our control that is ill, but is also interesting to see in the past here, because we know we have just arrived at a place known for plague and devastation. But we've also dealt with some more metaphorical illnesses as we have traveled to get here. It has been a kind of pestilence upon us, this burden we are bearing. The winged serpent here is the most interesting, strongest card because it is misaligned and also in a partial match here in the spread.
Oh no.
Great.
Misaligned here. The negative past for us has been when we have not seized the appropriate moment to act. We have not recognized the correct time to strike, or we have attacked or struck at an ill-advised time. So it's representing not having recognized a time we have missed an opportunity to strike to our detriment. So perhaps already is too late for some things. If there was anything, for example, in Vitethrum we wanted or needed to do, we're not in Urizen anymore, so.
Remember those old PlayStation games where, like, once you started Disc 2 or Disc 3, it was like, you can't go back and get that item anymore.
It's too late.
At present, we have the Keep, the Brass Dwarf, and the Uprising. The Keep here is actually a true match, speaks most strongly. And it's interesting because, as you can see, the Keep is a sturdy, strong structure, a home, a place of solace. But it is also mobile.
Like a hut.
It has legs and can move around.
Yeah.
So we find ourselves now, our positive in the present is that we have a mobile
home.
Precisely, Valding. We have a mobile home.
Valding's accent is so perfect.
And that is our strongest present influence. Pretty obvious when you think about it. Now, neutral, we have the Brass Dwarf, which represents kind of staying strong and not being influenced by the fires that ravage around us.
Wasn't that a card you had, Bulka?
It's the This Is Fine dwarf? Yeah, we did this one.
So things still remain difficult, but we can still remain relatively untouched by that difficulty. So it is a neutral balance. The Uprising, however, is our negative present. The Uprising represents a societal force that is strong, that is outside of our control, that is necessitating change.
Or like the Heralds?
The Heralds, the problem is the Uprising here is speaking of a negative present for us. So it could also be forces working against us, maybe that we do not even know about yet, or maybe it is simply Ilvana rising against Baba Yaga, leading to this whole negative situation.
This is the Bone Golem.
It could also be the bone golem, which is Ylvana's fault, really. So let us look to the future. Okay, this is where
this is
we
the scary
see
part.
What's to happen. Look for? The cricket, which was my roll card.
He's just fancy.
The cyclone and the tyrant.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
The tyrant and the cricket are both balancing around the cyclone here. The cyclone, once again, is a strong external force outside of your control, stronger than you are, but instead of being one of man, as the uprising is of society or people, the cyclone represents a natural force that is outside of your control. So we are not only negatively influenced by people doing things, but by a natural force.
So you're saying the whole world's against us?
Yes, in a way.
More like universe.
But it is more, we have circumstances beyond our control stronger than us. We are trying to navigate and must watch for. It could even be something such as the plague in the country where we maybe are. Who knows? Something to watch for. It is neither positive nor negative. It is just something we must be aware of. More strongly, though, is the positive promise of the cricket and the negative warning of the tyrant. Single negative, powerful influence that is dictating upon people. We have very literal tyrants involved, Korolyeva Ylvana, for example, but whether it is her influence or maybe the dragon we know might be involved is a tyrant. Maybe Baba Yaga herself, although we are trying to help her, is the tyrant, and we must be wary about how we pursue that help. Don't let Zora know I said that part, but whatever the case, we must be watchful for a tyrannical influence that could harm us and lead to a negative future for us. The cricket, again, is travel, capriciousness, moving according to whims and instinct, but going towards a positive, fruitful gain in the future.
See, I like that guy.
I am most strongly associated with the cricket, which is not even my first time in our readings together. So perhaps something about me with traveling and with moving, or with trusting my instincts and moving with them, however difficult that may be. The cricket does also, as you see, have a set of cards. So maybe I need to trust in my cards. Who knows? Hopefully we can find the keys to get through this and travel to our next place. But I believe we might need to trust our instincts and embrace travel, however difficult and terrible travel is.
And you remember to be like the dwarf in the present, and this is fine.
We are fine.
We are fine.
Could have gone a lot worse.
Indeed, it has before.
Only 1.5
but
dragons, that's not bad.
Keep in mind.
Well, I just don't think it's going to be any harder than it already has been.
The roll cards, as we interpret. So watch out for loss. Watch out for...
dancers. I've been warned about dancers before.
Keeping in mind the movements of the universe and the rules of nature. Hmm. But also, maybe we need the stable influence. Or maybe it's a warning that you are too stable and need to change or embrace something that is less beautiful.
Hmm.
Anyway, thank you for joining for this reading. This is what the cards have to say.
All right, then.
Well, we will try and keep that in mind and keep it present at the front of our heads.
All right. Well, I feel ready to go take on something.
Energized, yes.
Yeah, let's. Valdine, like, stands up and stretches his arms real big, tall, almost touches the ceiling. It's like, all right.
Yeah, Marge will slowly stand up and, with a big sigh, just kind of lean somewhat on Ghost.
Okay.
we have seen worse, but also I have sinking feeling what we will face here will be worse than White Throne somehow. So
I don't know. I feel like we do a pretty good job when it comes to insurmountable odds.
That's true.
Seems to be our thing.
I mean, if you think about it, all the odds we've come up against have been surmountable. We have surmounted, we surmounted all of them.
We did surmount them.
Perhaps just
difficult.
Yeah.
We are simply changing the rules of the universe and dreaming the impossible dream and making impossible things happen.
This is why I'm not a bard.
Right. Yeah, I often don't use the right words either, Valdine, so it's okay, I get ya.
When I was a kid, I thought maybe I could be a bard, but no. Soldiering was better for me.
Fossilisa briefly blanks out as she tries to imagine Valdine being a bard and just cannot. Some sort of like off-tune monotone singing that doesn't rhyme, and she's just like, no, I think you made the correct career choice.
I tried deadpan for a while, but you know, the audience died.
Because you were contracted to kill them all. Because you're a mercenary.
That's exactly. Okay. Thank you, Brix.
Mm-hmm. And people think I'm too literal.
Okay, so you guys have rested for 16 hours now.
And eaten.
And eaten and spelled, and you're set and ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think so.
Sick as shit.
All right. I mean, Amanda does. Marge, no. Marge, but she's going to go anyway.
Okay. Stay here, rest by the fire for a couple more days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She hasn't really had time to process most of the shit that's happened to her.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just as a...
And she's almost died a few times.
A kind of reminder, we started this and all met each other than Bulka.
Like a month ago.
On the 15th of Erastus.
Okay.
It is now the 13th of Eridus. So we are 2 days short of exactly 1 month. It's been exactly 3 weeks since Norm died as of this morning. And it's been 20 days that we're in Arison. We're no longer anymore. 20 days since we met Bulka, though.
Yeah.
And the whole time we've just been surviving. Yeah. It's been a time.
Yeah.
As you guys exit and head into the hallway, I want to know which direction you're turning, left or right.
Well, last time we turned right, you want to go left, just for the heck of it.
Why not?
I don't know if it really matters. I think it all just comes back around again.
Those other doors.
I need everybody to roll me perception, please.
Okay. I am not an ambiturn. I can only turn right.
Ooh. Nice.
11 for Vasilisa.
10.
28 for Marge.
22 for Valdine.
Okay, cool. Wow. Yeah. You guys turn left.
We put on our blinker first.
Yes, and we look both ways. Both ways.
Both ways.
Both ways.
Bulk ways.
And Marge will spend her full round to pull out and lock her sword into place.
Just her regular sword?
You know, I actually think she's going to pull out her bladed belt.
Okay. Mm.
Is she bringing Ghost with us this time?
Yes. But nice. Ghost will stay behind.
Okay. You guys walk down the hallway for probably about 40 to 50 feet, and you reach another set of double doors. This one has, yet again, another weird symbol written on it. It's going to be a arcana check.
Marge can do that.
The style looks pretty similar to the other Iaborian runes you guys have been seeing.
It's only an 8 for Marge.
Valdine's going to try to do this. He sort of has been studying magical stuff a little bit more.
Nice.
He's just been paying attention and kind of started to like, okay, maybe I understand this stuff. Yeah, it's only an 11.
Okay.
Bulka got a 20.
Okay.
33.
Oh, God. Bulka and Vasilisa, you guys both are able to identify this. This is the Iaborian witch symbol for dawn.
Oh. Okay, and so this goes with the one that we saw in the other door.
Which was Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
Marge knew that one.
Hmm.
Is Iobarian again?
I wonder if the third door will be noon or midnight or something else.
Or daytime.
It'll be new moon.
Midday.
Thank you.
Marge will do perception at the door to listen in.
Okay.
Team Jacob.
14.
You hear nothing.
I'm not hearing anything. Valdine, you want to take a listen real quick?
Sure, I can see what I can hear. Valdine puts his ear up against the door, I guess. Real gently.
He slams his ear into the door.
19.
You also hear nothing.
When you say you hear nothing, you mean like you hear that big monster from Neverending Story, the nothing? Like we hear...
No, unfortunately not. You hear nothing of import.
I think we're good to open it unless someone's concerned it's a trap door.
I don't think we have a whole lot of choice. I am going to cast message on us before we go in, just in case we need to whisper to each other.
Always a good plan.
Well, in that case, I'll try to be quiet when I open the door, and she'll roll a stealth.
Okay.
We are so connected. We're connected to message and life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Terrible. A 10.
Ka-chunk.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
To normally open the door.
So what do I see when I open the door?
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, I am so glad you asked.
We all walk in with our eyes closed. Walk in the door.
Okay, cool.
don't tell us. We want to be surprised. We swing at the darkness.
As you walk in, you see flowering vines draping the walls of this chamber and a winding pebble-strewn pathway weaves through a beautiful, magnificent garden of honeysuckle and lilac. A pale, warm light fills the room, emanating from a stone-lined pool of water in the center, and the purple and orange reflection of an early morning sky glitters upon this pool's surface. Oh. Upon walking in, a raven flutters down from one of the vines and perches on the pool's edge.
Does this raven look suspiciously familiar?
Kind of. It looks like another raven, and it does indeed have an amulet around its neck.
Mm. Oh, God, I love consistency. It's so, doesn't it just make you feel safe?
Not in here, no.
And it turns its head so it can stare at you all.
Hello, Mr. Raven. It sure is beautiful here. This reminds me of my home. We met your friend in another room. Can you talk like your friend?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good.
Tell me, whom did you meet?
Mark.
He gave us a riddle, but we nailed it. We really nailed it.
We got the amulet.
I point to the, because I'm wearing the brooch on
the... We're here to help Baba Yaga.
Yes. We're looking for
keys.
She's
missing.
Yes. Well, before I aid you...
Oh, yes.
I was worried about this.
That must be a thing.
Yeah.
If ravens could smile, he would smile.
You must first convince me you have the resolve to fulfill your desire.
Oh, so last one was strength. This one is resolve. What is your name?
I am Triver.
Okay.
To prove your mental fortitude, you must face what I, the herald of the coming day, cannot. Each night it visits, sometimes horror, sometimes wonder, sometimes profit. When dawn wakes, it flees.
Is it profit like money or like divination?
Divination.
Is it a dream? Are we facing a dream?
When you face thing, you shall know its desire. In its desire, you shall find your own. Only by sharing this desire with me can I bind your fates. Once they are bound, I will be able to see your destiny.
You know, coincidentally, I just did a hero reading this morning, so divination is kind of familiar in my wheelhouse, you might say.
She does divination with her familiar.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I think maybe nerves are making me more talkative than I should be back here.
So we have to tell you our desires?
Are we supposed to share our dreams with you? Or do you... We just barely slept, so probably we're not supposed to sleep. And then dream?
We can just remember our last...
Is there an embodied dream? Is there...
I think we're going
to
encounter.
To all questions you ask, you will find an answer through this door.
Oh,
that's good news.
Triva will flutter over to this little hallway. And upon entering the room further, you guys do indeed see there is a single door.
Okay, I believe, given that my mind sounds like it will be important in this door, I am going to just take a moment, two moments really. And Vasilisa takes two standard actions. For one, she grabs the silver crescent, which she's just kind of stuck on the same chain with her copper wire bound crystal pendant, and she holds it. And she does a little magical gesture with her other hand, and she casts Threefold Aspect.
Ooh.
She then elects to shift into her elderly crone phase aspect. And Vasilisa, in front of your eyes, appears to age into the idealized version of herself as an old woman.
So we get to see what she would look like.
So you see what Vasilisa will look like in 30, 40, probably closer to 50 years, yes. Honestly, aspect-wise.
That's pretty freaky.
She looks like she's probably in her 80s instead of her 30s. Or even older, she's a wizened figure.
Well, let's hope we don't need to fight anything.
Wow.
Should you go in first, Lisa?
I don't generally prefer to go first ever.
If it's all dreams and stuff.
If it is indeed to do with the mind, I feel wiser and more intelligent than I ever have in my entire life before, so.
Okay, well, I guess just to be safe, I suppose I can go in first, just in case.
I can be right behind you, Marge.
I'd kind of like to keep Ghost in the room with you, Driver, if that's okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. I also kind of don't like being in the back. But I can do it.
I mean, Muck was cool, so I'm assuming that Triva's not going to, like, attack us.
Yeah, I'm more like a bone golem swoops in, kills Triva, slaughters
me. I can take
me.
Back if you want.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to stand behind me.
I can
feel
stand
more fragile in my old bones than I ever have before. So.
Fine with me.
Okay.
Ghost, stay. I'll let you know if I need you. I just don't, you know, think dreaming and... stuff like that has anything to do with Ghost. I would rather not have Ghost mentally affected.
That's very fair.
Not knowing what we're walking into. All right.
Here we go.
And she opens the door.
Okay. She opens the door. Inside is a small candle-lit bedroom that is empty except for a single plain wooden bed. And a night table where a single candle burns in an iron candle holder. The bed itself is perfectly made, but the sheets have a dark crimson stain in the center.
I don't like the look of that.
Well, we best go in and check it out.
Indeed.
You enter the room. And very shortly after, a couple steps in, you watch as from the center dark stain, an apparition rises out of it, appearing to be made of smoke and tendrils. But it is a rather beautiful young woman, long, luxurious blonde hair.
Oh, that's okay then.
And pure white eyes. And I think this is where I am going to leave you all, pondering on the riddle, pondering on the specter of which you are viewing. What will our party do next? Perhaps they'll wash the bedding. Maybe they'll ask this person to join the party. Who's to say? We'll have to find out next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
Press start.
I'm going to answer dance with me.
There you go.
You're just going to say, shut up, fan, dance with me.
Let me give me one turn to detect evil. If she's not evil, she can join.
There you go. There you go. Thank you to our executive producers, David Lester and Callie Rose. Y'all, Twitter's still around. Find us on there. Who knows how long it'll be there for. You can also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and come and join our Discord.
We're also on Tumblr and TikTok.
Oh, yeah, we have a Tumblr now and a TikTok. Yeah. Come and
sweet.
Find us on all the places. Come
find
hang out. It'll be good.
Especially on Patreon.
Yeah.
All the coolest people.
Yeah, all the coolest people that give us money for sweet fucking bonus content. Player interviews. We're gearing up. We're going to do some fun stuff. January, February, March, we're doing couples interviews. So that'll be fun. Now that we've had all three couples on the show, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to the Christmas special. Nikki plays. It's great. It's David's spouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's cool. Yep. She's great. She was amazing.
She is awesome.
Very good.
Anyway.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
You know what, Zach? Thank you for editing and scoring this
episode. Yeah, that's out okay.
Thank you, Zach. I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, do all the wonderful audio stuff, even balancing the bumper tracks, which are by MGK Music.
Yes, good stuff.
Yeah,
very useful.
And I hear that some spell effects and stuff might be from Sirenscape.
Yeah. I mess with them a little bit, but yeah, Sirenscape helps a lot.
Okay,
really
cool
program.
All right, did I plug everything? I think so.
ArcanForge. Yeah.
ArcanForge.
Yes, we are using ArcanForge for our maps.
ArcanForge is great. We use them for our maps.
But don't buy it yet.
Slide the. Might be able
wait
to at this
until
point,
we're affiliates.
But yeah, no, ArcanForge is great. Check out some of our socials to see what the fuck we're talking about. We use minis on a TV screen, and when you move the minis, it moves the stuff on the TV screen.
Rad.
It's fucking interactive
as
hell, man.
Super cool.
Augmented reality is the future. AI stuff scares me. Goodbye!
Bye.
See you next time.
It's our own Pathfinder adventure.